At the end of the day, we scored one on a homer, leading into the extra innings there. Contreras took a really good swing on him. But yeah, there's some oddities in that 10th that made it difficult. So,
sure.
You get JoJo to come out for a second inning there, and obviously he's pitching well enough that it takes five batters for the ball to get out of the infield, and they have three runs in at that point. Doesn't think he'd settle.
Yeah, he did his job. Pound the zone, ball on the ground, a couple that we couldn't defend. It's the way it's gone from time to time. I mean, you look at the other side of it, feel really good about T.O.'s swing there, line drive to the third, and then I really wanted that for Mason, for him to experience walking somebody off and feeling good about it. Takes a really good swing, lines out to Hayes as well, so unfortunately it didn't work.
Bounce back start from Dakota Hudson, really effective on the ground tonight. What
adjustments did you see from him? Yeah, he pounded the zone. I mean, these guys just pounded his sinker straight into the ground all day, and he kept attacking them with it. But to your point, he was on the ground a ton. Didn't get a ton of swing and miss, but two walks, one of them ended up scoring with the Rivas double. But outside of that, just attacked the guys and was on the ground a lot.
Newmar hit a couple balls really hard and then he flat out to the track. What did you think of his swing, his approach?
Yeah, what it's been almost all year. He's taking really good swings, takes his walks. When he doesn't get a pitch, he can drive, and did exactly that today. So controlled the strike zone and hit the ball hard when it was over the plate.
Holly, which is the harder tightrope to walk, the one where 26 outs come in the field or the one where you only score one run in regulation?
You want to be able to score. I don't think it's one or the other. You want to score more than one for the most part. And, a lot of the ground balls were at people today. And we were in front of it, and we made good plays. So that's Dak. When it comes to his style of pitching, he's going to live on the ground when he's good. And our hope is that we're defending it properly. So
it's the lack of runs that make you vulnerable to kind of the bounces that a ground ball can take.
Yeah, you got lined up really well. I mean, that gives you seven. Helsley, first day back, is able to give you the eighth, and JoJo had the ninth. So, pretty good.
What's a good word for describing JoJo there? Stubborn? I mean, he didn't seem fazed by some bad luck there. The ball right in front of him goes down the line, doesn't go foul, gets right back up, throws it.
Yeah, he's not fazed by a whole lot. His personality, I mean, just the way he's gone about this role, as of late, we think back as that Chicago series and what he did there, and then what it's looked like ever since has been really, really good. He's not a whole lot gets him going one way or another. He's in the moment, doesn't make it any bigger than it needs to be, but he definitely embraces the difficult part of getting the last three outs of a game.
The cutter that Helsley threw to Bay to tie him up and get strike three on, how good of a pitch was that? How good did he look overall?
Yeah, Bay's put together some tough at-bats, a lot of foul balls, 10-pitch at-bat or so, and then was able to get him. So, big pitch right there. Pesky hitter. To be able to punch him out was big.